life in the military just got a little easier, at least for Marines planning to muster out. The Marine Corps rolls out a new website where soldiers use their military training to earn equivalent civilian certifications that could potentially lead to civilian jobs. The site is called COOL. Colonel Lee Akis is the Personal and Professional Development Deputy Branch Head for the Marine and Family Programs Division. He joins me now with details. Colonel Akis, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, and thanks for the opportunity, any opportunity to talk about your Marines, our Marines.
All right, so first of all, what does COOL stand for?
Well, you know, you had to go there. Marine Corps credentialing opportunities online. You take those in, and we love phonetics. We love shortened words whenever we can, so hence Marine Corps COOL.
Okay, so tell us what this whole program does. How does it work?
Well, actually, it came about Congress, certainly all the services, but Congress led in its 2014 National Defense Authorization Act. They really charged the services to make credentialing information available to all the service members. For us, Marine Corps COOL is that platform. What we're going to do is really use that as the vehicle to provide the kind of awareness, knowledge base we'd like not only for our Marines, but also for potential employers. This is an open, public-facing, official Marine Corps website that we would invite them to come to learn about Marine Corps training and how that translates. It's really all about that translation.
So give us an example of the type of training that a Marine could have. I guess there's hundreds of things that might be of interest to someone out there looking to hire somebody.
Well, you know, every military occupational specialty has its kind of unique qualities in its training. Nowadays, of course, the cybersecurity workforce is a very, very hot market and field. As an example, what we call an 0651 in military occupational specialty designator, that cyber network operator. So for the Marine Corps, he's working the cyber side. And what he or she can do is at some juncture, they can equate their MOS training to what would be commensurate civilian occupations or federal occupations and be able to drill that down and look at what are the opportunities that are out there available for them. Is it a bright outlook for that market in the geographic area and what potential salary ranges they may be competitive for in their transition? Now, first and foremost, let me say we're about retaining good Marines. And in that, part of this is professional development as well. So for us, it's really a combination of looking at that whole Marine across what we call the Marine for Life cycle and seeing how their professional development can augment them personally and professionally, our core, and then ultimately, as we all are going to transition sometime, to that greater civilian workforce.
Now, is the site interactive in the sense that a Marine can go there and find out what people are looking for and maybe match up with companies or vice versa?
Well, in that respect, it's more about the credentialing and those linkages itself. There are links to, and that's a great point, and I appreciate, the Veterans Employment Center. So we literally take from that MOS training aspect to a variety of linkages that could speak to credentials. Credentials being that certification that says this is the kind of training that this professional has and that this, the employer, may well value for exactly that level of training, and then take that and link it yet again to those opportunities certainly out in the workforce itself.
Now, do these certifications span from, you mentioned cyber, you know, network operator, which is a fairly high-level, you know, professional-type skill, but what about people that might be looking for mechanics-type jobs or aircraft repair, engine repair, things that are really highly in demand but aren't the same as network cybersecurity?
It's absolutely out there, Tom. Well, what we've done is literally every occupational specialty within the Marine Corps, we've equated it to some commensurate credential, something that is an appropriate match out in the professional associations in the civilian workforce. So a great point that you brought out, let's say our mechanics working in A&P license, how they then translate that military training into a civilian certification that will then empower them to go ahead and get on with that major airline, with that company, where they really need and may want to be as far as an employment workforce, or resource, rather.
We're speaking with Colonel Lee Akis. He is the Personal and Professional Development Deputy Branch Head for the Marine and Family Programs Division. Now, what about spouses? Do they have any significant others? Are they a party to what can be offered here at all?
You know, it's absolutely available to anyone and everyone to be able to review and learn about, I mentioned that translation. If you were to crosswalk between what is an occupational specialty out into a civilian occupation. So certainly, when Marines transition, it is the Marine family that transitions. So Marines and their spouses can certainly look at all those factors and become that much more aware and knowledgeable, you know, as a family, as a team within the Navy Marine Corps team, as an example, on what might be their future, what direction they'd like to pursue, their choices as to how that life, you know, as an extension of the Marine Corps or after the Marine Corps in service, that they want to go, what direction they may pursue.
Now, you mentioned professional certifications that are out there by associations and groups. I guess that could be everything from, you know, barbers to, you know, network security. But a lot of there are a lot of branded certifications. For example, Cisco, which is a, you know, a huge market for networking equipment, they have certifications. Some of the other tech firms, are those included as what you under the definition of certification?
They are indeed. And as referenced when we talked about that cyber network operator, our cybersecurity workforce has to remain relevant nowadays. It's all about currency. It's all about, as you mentioned, these very certifications, A++, Cisco, Microsoft, you know, the greatest currency possible. So we're absolutely linked into those opportunities as relevant now as we are in uniform as potentially out of uniform.
So you're trying to keep the good Marines in, but yet there is that whole life beyond beckoning. What is the level of change of staff every year? What's the percentage of turnover?
Well, we've got a young force, certainly the youngest across the services. There's a lot of volatility in that because, you know, our Marines, for the most part, you know, right in there about the 18 to 24 group, and so many come on board for, let's say, a four-year enlistment. So you can imagine the turnover there in our force, but because it's a young force, it's also a very dynamic force. And that's where this, as a not just a transitional tool, but an awareness, a knowledge-building tool, allows us to hit home on that point that you mentioned. It's all about keeping the good Marines in our Corps, in the fight for our country, and in that respect, also making them the best Marines and most prepared for the transition that will be their future.
And looking at the cool site, is this a brand new site? Does it replace something that was there before, or is this a whole new initiative?
It's brand new. The initiative of credentialing across all the services, I'd say, is something that, again, with the leadership of Congress and certainly the leadership of our seniors in each of the services, is really starting to take off. We really see this as a great potential. You know, you mentioned earlier about the idea of PCs on desktops and how what it is today as what it may be in the future. I would offer to you that credentials are going to be that language of the future for so many of our transitioning service members because so many employers recognize and value that certification as that level of professionalism that they are looking for in their company or in their occupation.
I guess it's fair to say that everyone in all the military branches that pass through basic training and become members of that force have the military school skills rather than they need whatever it might be, riflery or gunnery and so on. Do any of those purely military skills that everybody gets, do those have any relevance to what employers might be looking for later on?
Well, you know, for some of our occupational specialties, let's say combat arms, it's not an exact translation, there's no question. But at the same time, what they do bring in that translation, in the transition, is a lot of unique characteristics and skills. Problem solving, leadership, management at small unit and larger unit levels. So as an example, you have someone who is well-versed in, let's say, high-stress situations under a variety of conditions, who's able to lead, manage, and really affect a positive change. And those kind of attributes really are that kind of intangible that many employers, perhaps through, you know, going to C-Cool, going to credentialing opportunities online and learning a little bit more about some of that training, can see and value as well.
So too bad there's not a certification in can think well under pressure.
Wouldn't it be nice? I think we'd all want that one. But there are uniquely certifications in management and workforce, human resources, and those are equitable in some places. There are some good matches. Although I got to tell you, I like yours, and if you're going to get it out there, hey, I'm right behind you in earning it.
All right, and the site is up and live now.
It is fully operational, and we're very excited, and we would invite anyone to visit Marine Corps Cool. Obviously, we're looking for our Marines to be on top of it and moving out forward.
All right. Colonel Lee Akis is the Personal and Professional Development Deputy Branch Head for the Marine and Family Programs Division at Marine Corps Base Quantico. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Tom, for the opportunity.